First of all, I want to say thank you to Blaine and Jay for leading us in worship this morning. And if you would, please go ahead and pass in your prayer cards so that they can be picked up at this time. I want to give you a reminder about the blood drive that's happening outside. This blood drive goes on till 1 o'clock this afternoon, so please participate if you're able to. And I want to draw your attention to a couple of inserts that we have in our bulletin today. First of all, the gray sheet is about core beliefs. These are beliefs that we consider to be essential Christian beliefs that we as a church can unite around. And I don't think you're going to find anything new or surprising in this document. We've actually been working on it for quite some time. A draft of this was distributed to everyone earlier this year for feedback, and this is the final version after that feedback, and we'll get this posted on our website soon. The second insert is the bluish one. About upcoming Mission Sunday, and so that's going to be on December the 8th, so please consider that. And at this time, I'd like to read an announcement to you from the elders that is a conclusion to our recent study about women in the church. And there will be copies of this available up here and in the back and on the website later this afternoon. As elders of the South Baton Rouge Church of Christ, we desire above all else to lead in a way that seeks our Father's will. Though not easy, we must be a family that boldly addresses subjects that may make us uncomfortable and may challenge our past traditions in an effort to seek what God desires. Both our church family at South and the entire restoration movement at large were built on this belief. For this reason, where we are today is not the same place that we were 50, 100, or even 150 years ago. With prayerful discernment and the Holy Spirit's guidance, we have moved as God and His Spirit have moved. That discernment and guidance has continued over the past several years, and as a result, we decided it was important to have a congregational study regarding women in the church in order to share with the church insights that we've gleaned over the course of these and prior studies. So over the past several weeks, we've considered together women in the Old Testament, Jesus and women, women in the early church, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 11 and 14, Genesis and the creation account, and then most recently, Galatians 3:28. Each of these classes are recorded and are available on our church website. We believe the Bible. Our views have been shaped by trying to look broadly at all the varied texts related to this topic. We believe there are good contextual grounds for considering the text in 1 Corinthians 14 and 1 Timothy 2 as specific responses suitable at that time to particular worship situations in those churches, rather than universal declarations regarding worship for all churches at all times. We want to live out to the best of our abilities what God has communicated to us through Scripture. And so after over a year of individual and group prayer, discussions, and fasting, it seems good to us and the Holy Spirit that all men and women should use their gifts and talents to build up the Christ Church and serve God in all aspects of the church family life. We believe this is a better understanding of what God desires of us as His church. The elders are unified and unanimous in this regard. At this time, for the sake of unity within the church family, it is our judgment that only the services of elder and full-time pulpit minister are to be reserved for men. So what's next? Discussions will continue. An implementation plan will be developed. We anticipate that these changes will be implemented gradually. We also anticipate these changes will occur at a different pace in the first service than in the second. We're not being specific about the changes nor their timeline because that has not been developed yet. The worship committee of each service will have a major role in helping us with these upcoming changes. We ask and pray that all of us will seek the unity of this body as we work together, worship together, and make these changes together. Unity is crucial to our family life as a church and to our witness to the world for the advancement of the gospel. And as I mentioned, copies of this will be available here and in the back and on our website. Let me ask if you would to please stand at this time. Because of our emphasis on unity, I'd like to read a passage from John 17 and then we'll have a closing song. John 17, Jesus' words, I'm praying not only for them, but also those who will believe in me because of them and their witness about me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you. so they might be one heart and mind with us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory you gave me, I gave them. So they'll be unified and together as we are, I in them and you in me. Then they'll be mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that you've sent me and love them in the same way that you've loved me.